nazionale.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
So came death on the tail end of sin. And now man's days are numbered because of Adam's fall. See, we are a result of Adam. We were born into this thing. But that was not God's plan. But let me say something. Though the world is the way that it is, this has not stopped God's plan. Amen. And see, look at somebody and tell them, if you don't know the plan, you better ask somebody. See, God has a plan for you, but the devil has shrouded or hidden your identity. And if he can do that, then you will operate on a much lower frequency in life than what God planned for us in the beginning. All right? Now, the DNA record goes back to the fall of Adam, when Adam fell. Now listen to me closely here with just a little biology lesson. The two-stranded DNA that Adam had that is of the mere humankind can be programmed by languages or frequencies. In other words, people that only carry the two-strand DNA are governed by the world. They trend with the world. They think like the world. They are either motivated or kept hindered or hemmed in by the world's opinions. It's like the stock market. You know, ups and downs, the ebbs and flows, people giving and, you know, selling, buying. They're governed by that. When there are only two strands present, it can be programmed by language. Somebody can talk to you a certain way, talk down on you, and before you know it, you have no self-esteem. You know, that's why it's so important when little children are growing up to speak health to them, to speak life to them, to speak they are going to be something. You know, you can do anything. You know, no matter what color, where you've been born, or whether you're in poverty or not, speak the thing. Why? Because with the two-strand DNA, it can be programmed by language. As a matter of fact, we are a result of people speaking into our life. You have some of the insecurities you have today because of how you were treated, how you were verbally beaten down, hello, when you were growing up. And so now you can't stand to get into a situation because you have no answer for it. I have a friend. He's still a friend today. We took a trip. A group of us took a trip to Seattle to a conference up there years ago, back in the 90s. And we were going up on the Space Needle. I couldn't wait for the steak and shrimps and the lobster. I mean, we had planned this thing out. We was going up there, this, you know, because the Space Needle turns around. You see all of Seattle's beautiful day. And everybody's getting ready to get on the elevator. And the brother that was with us said, I ain't going. I said, come on, man, what? You steak and shrimp. I ain't going. Long story short, he sat down there in the lobby 3 hours, refused to go up. The reason being he had a phobia with elevators. Something happened to him growing up where he couldn't stand heights and he couldn't stand being in no elevator. And so he missed the steak and shrimp and lobster and the restaurant that turned around. What I'm saying is sometimes we are held captive by experiences that we've had in this life. Amen. That have shaped and molded our opinions and our beliefs and have hidden from us our true identity. Let me tell you something right now. It's not what happens to us that's most important. Stay with me. It's what you believe about what happened to you. The Word of God tells us that we know that all things will work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to His purpose. That's Romans 8:28. Do you believe that? No, I said, do you really believe that? It sounds like a few of y'all believe that. Does anybody else believe that? It doesn't matter what has happened in our past. It's what we believe about it. Some people feel like there are certain things they just can't get over. Yes, you can. Let me ask you a question. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? But see, we are people that must have faith. Not just faith in yourself. Faith in Him. Now, give me 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 21. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. Okay? For since by man came death, through Adam death came, but also by man, the man Jesus Christ, who was God with us, fully God, fully man. By him came the resurrection of the dead. Next verse. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Okay? Now when Adam sinned, now listen closely. When Adam sinned, God said, the day that you sin, you shall surely die. But now, wait a minute. Wait. When Adam and Eve partook of the so-called fruit of the tree and ate, it says their eyes were opened and they saw that they were naked. In other words, now they were governed by another principle, another law, the law of sin and death. They kept walking around. See what we think in this human mindset is death is somebody sitting up here in the casket. But no, we got people that are dead men walking. Let me say it that way. You know, that they're still walking around, but they're dead. Because see, in Adam, all die. So they might be living, they might be walking around. They may live to be 85, 90, 100, but they're still dead. Because why? They've been cut off from the true life source. You know, if we took this right here and just cut it right now, it would stay green. It wouldn't turn brown right away, but it'd be cut off from the life source. And so I did this before. I cut a leaf almost like that and put it in my Bible. You know, that thing stayed green for almost 3 months. But after the green all came out of it, it got real brittle and brown. It was dead the moment I took it off. It was a dead leaf walking. See that's what we see in the world. The world is dead. It doesn't know God. It's cut off from the life of God. It's still walking around. That's why it's so messed up. You see, there's twofold strand of DNA. 23 chromosome, 23 chromosome. Humanly, that's what you look like. But let's dig a little deeper here, because your life goes much deeper than the color of your eyes and your mom and dad. It goes way beyond that. And this is what we have to take back as our identity. I'm not just a product of my experiences. Amen. I'm not just a product of my mother and father, my grandfather and my great-grandfather and that. No, they were the lineage that I came through. But let me just show you this. Get me real quick, Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse number 4. I'm gonna show you where it started so that you can take back. Tell somebody right now, I'm taking it back. So you can redig some of those wells so you can, amen, reestablish some of those dreams that you've had. So you can go back to something that you know is in your heart. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew you. Think about that just for a moment. The Lord is saying, before I formed you. In other words, before you stepped into time. Before you were the twinkle in your father's eye. You know, the twinkle. When he came home and mom was playing the nice soft music. Had dinner ready. Before that, God said, I knew you. Come on, I want you to think now. Before we were ever human and in a body, we were a spirit. Come on, let me take you there. Come on, there's a you that was you before you became you. Tell somebody, that's the real you. Get it back for me, please. Before I formed you in the womb or the belly, I knew you. And before you came forth out of the womb, I had sanctified you and I ordained you. This is Jeremiah, a prophet to the nations. Before you were ever conceived, I knew you. You were not just some cloud somewhere. No, I knew you. I called you by your name. I ordained you. I had purpose for your life. Ever before you had any experience, ever before you took one breath, I knew you. I have purpose for you. This is what we're taking back. And you know, you're not going to find it in a philosophy book. You're not going to find it in a magazine or a television program. You're going to find it in the Word of God. This is the roadmap. This is who you are. Give me Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. Help me, Holy Spirit, to make this so clear that we understand it and can embrace it. Now, this is God's thoughts toward you before you were created. And see, really, all that matters is what God thinks about you. People can think highly of you. People can think not so highly of you. At the end of the day, you know, it can hurt your feelings or make you feel better, but it doesn't really amount to much. It's what God thinks about you. Come on, it's what God thinks about you. And here's what he says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Thoughts of peace and not evil to give you an expected end. God's thoughts toward us are not evil. People can think all kinds of things about you. Sometimes you even think some things about you. But God says, my thoughts toward you are thoughts of peace.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.